Mariana, Tinandasya, Yanandana, Salagaya, Chaksarun, Viditam, Jaina, Tasmai, Sri Gurave Nama, Amam, Vishnu Padaya, Ishathestaya, Bhutale, Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Sacharine, Nirvishesha Sanyavadi, Paschatya Dasacharine. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadha Siddhasari Bhoravata Vinna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaita Channa Jaya Gora Bhakta Vinna Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaita Channa Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaita Channa Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Gora Nitai Jaya Gora Nitai Gora Nitai Jaya Gora Nitai Jaya Rukmini Dwarkadish Rukmini Dwarkadish Rukmini Dwarkanada Rukmini Dwarkanada Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Lala Dev, Jai Shubhadra. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Lala Deva, Jaya Shubhadra. Nittai Gaur Hari Gaur, Hari Gaur, Hari Gaur, Hari Gaur. Nittai Gaur Hari Gaur, Hari Gaur, Hari Gaur, Hari Gaur. Prabhupada ki, Sangadeva Bhakta Vrinda ki, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, all glories to the seminal devotees. Hare Krishna. My name is Jayadaka Swami. I'll try to stick to you tonight. I had a stroke about a year ago, so I have to speak a little slowly because one side of my face is a little paralyzed. As we want to thank our local president, Salasthu, for his explaining about the Temple of Vedic Planetarium. I've been involved in that project since about 30 or so years. And this is a great historical moment that finally we got all the permissions and we got a new design and they laid the foundation stone. I'm very happy to hear this good news. I'm here in Los Angeles taking some treatment in Orange County. So, otherwise, I would be at the, I never missed a Gaur Purnima festival as yet since about 40 years I've been attending. But this year I'm here. So, I got a phone call last night from Bhakti Chiruswami that told me that the devotees today, they went to the Janudrit, and Janudrit, and yesterday they were in Vidyanagar. See, they go, there's nine islands of Navadvipa, just like Vrindavan has Vrindavan, and then there's the Raja. Rajadhan is about 84 crosses. So, like that, also there's the Gaur Mandal Bhumi, which is the holy town connected with Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya here is worshipped on the left altar. As you were invited, his appearance anniversary, the 524th, will be observed next Sunday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm giving some discourse on Lord Chaitanya's appearance, also in his activities. Also this last week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and today, I'm thinking something about Lord Chaitanya. In between, the other devotees are speaking. So Lord Chaitanya, he comes after Krishna comes. Krishna comes once in a day of Brahma. Brahma's day is calculated as 1,000 U.S. Cycles of 4 U.S. golden, silver, bronze, and iron at the present. So Krishna comes in the Bronze Age, and Lord Chaitanya comes in the Iron Age. So Iron Age is about 5,000 some years. And Lord Chaitanya came. Now, this time is considered full of defects, full of problems. It's very hard to be materially happy in this age. But there's one good quality. It's Kalo Dosya Ninhi Rajan. The Kali Yuga is like an ocean of defects. Kalo Dosya Ninhi Rajan Hasti Hyaka Bhantuna. But it has one overridingly good quality. Hasti Yaka Bhantuna Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya. That is chanting Krishna's holy name. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hasti Yaka Bhantuna Kirtanan Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parangrajit. Because by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, or the names of Krishna, one gets liberated, Mukta Sangha, from this material association, Parangrajit, and he achieves the spiritual kingdom. Usually, it takes many, many births to achieve the spiritual sky. But by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, one can achieve it in a relatively short period of time. They say in the Golden Age, the people lived 100,000 years, and the Treta Yuga, they lived 10,000 years, and Dwapara Yuga, they lived 1,000 years. When Krishna was speaking Bhagavad Gita, he was a grandfather. He was 125 years old. Of course, Krishna has a spiritual body, so he didn't look any older than a 20, 25-year-old man. So this is Krishna's mystical potency, that he descends, like the word avatar now is very popular. Avatar actually means to descend from the spiritual world. He's like, we're not avatars. We're just born here. We have to take a mother and a father, and we're born and under our karmas. But those who descend from the spiritual world, they're called avatars. So Krishna comes down from the spiritual world, and in the Dwapara Yuga, in the Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya comes sometimes after Lord Krishna comes. So he comes and he is kind of showing how to practice the teachings that Krishna left by his own example. So, we are very, very grateful because Lord Chaitanya has given us this process by which we can get back to the Krishna Loka, we can get back to the Krishna planet, and we want all of you, we'd like to give you the chance to get back. How many of you would like to get back to the spiritual world in this lifetime? How many would like to take birth again, 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 again? Well, you see, most people don't know that there's an alternative to taking birth again and again. This alternative is to go back to the spiritual world. Now, there's no death, no birth, no old age, no disease. So most of the people would rather be there. But there, in order to be there, you have to be a devotee of the Lord. You have to develop your love, your devotion for the Lord. So that's not difficult because we all have it within us. It is the question of awakening. So it's awakened by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And so today you're coming for an hour or two and you're hearing the kirtan, you're hearing the lecture, and then you have a feast. Now imagine 7 days non-stop different discourses on Krishna's pastimes, every day, 2 or 3 feasts, in between, kirtan, chanting, Hare Krishna. That's what the parikrama is. We visit the 9 islands of the Navadvipam, and we hear we stop at the different holy places, and there we hear the Lila, the pastimes and the teachings connected with that place. Some senior devotee or senior lady or senior sannyasi, they speak at the different places.